Welcome, I'm Mark Steiner, and for the first part of this hour, as we sit here with my co-host and friend, Anthony McCarthy, who, of course, hosts the Anthony McCarthy Show every Friday during this time, 5 to 7 p.m., right here on WEAA, and is our co-host here every Monday. Anthony, good to have you here.
Great to be here. I'm excited about this first part of this hour, Mark.
Interesting. Before we jump into the politics of the day and other things that are going on around our community and talk about something that we can't come up with at the beginning of this show, but we'll talk about that in a minute. We are going to talk about balance the bucks. An old NPR friend, Elizabeth Arnold, sent me this piece the other day and said you should really check this out and see what these people are doing in Washington this weekend, which is a both a social protest on one level and singers entertaining folks on the other level, putting them together to talk about this economic crisis we're facing, issue of money, people, and economic equality in America. And we're joined in studio by three of the people who will be performing there. Two of them live right here in the Baltimore area. That's Angela Taylor, singer-songwriter, who was performing at Balance the Buck. She'll be in her mic in a minute. Right now she's got a camera in her hand, so when she finishes that, she'll be over here to sit down. We're also joined by an old friend of mine who's been in our studio many times over the years, Lee Jones, who's a guitarist, singer-songwriter, will also be performing at Balance the Bucks. And the man who helped put all this together is Delmark Goldfarb. And Del is a folk singer, disabled Marine Corps vet, organizer of Balance the Bucks, a rally against greed taking place this Sunday, September the 6th, at the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., starting at 2 p.m. And Del, Angela, yes. Lee, good to have all three of you with us.
Thanks
for being here.
Elizabeth, Angela, you going to do something for us this hour? You got something on your mind?
I am. I definitely have something on my
mind.
There's a really great depiction of the disparity between what's being spent on education versus what's being spent at the Pentagon. And it's done by the Ben & Jerry's folks in collaboration with True Majority. And you can watch this fantastic Oreo cookie depiction if you just go to our BalanceTheBucks.com website and click on the Oreo federal budget. And I think they do a really good job of illustrating how huge a difference there is in our priorities here in America today. We're actually spending $400 billion at the Pentagon, and we're only spending $35 billion on K-12 education. And I think maybe we should just, even if we took, you know, just a few billion off the top of the Pentagon budget and redistributed it to education, I think that our country would be so much better off. And in fact, I think even if we were to sort of rethink our priorities in the war on terror, we might accomplish a lot more through education than through our current strategy. And a book that has really been a great influence on me in that regard is a book called Three Cups of Tea, which was written by Greg Mortensen and David Oliver Rellen. And it is the story of one man's mission to fight terrorism and build nations one school at a time.
So I like that. So I just opened up your website here. And there's a lot on this website that you can link to and find. I opened up the what you were talking about, and I was afraid the sound would come popping on, so I went right back to the homepage so we wouldn't get people confused, but it's there. So what are you going to do?
Well, I've written a song that urges us to put the guns away. And I suppose I'm going to be playing that for you today, as long as we can get that all worked out.
We can. We're ready.
For our children, what the future brings as the world gets smaller. Gotta fix a couple things. So tell me why, oh God, children can't pray together. Yeah, tell me why we can't live in peace. If it's the same blue sky we're living under, we're living under the same blue sky. Today's the perfect day to mend our ways and put all of the guns away. All over the world,
people do the same things. Mothers hold babies, fathers tell stories. Teens want to go out on a weekend night in search of fun and love. So tell me why our God's children can't pray together. Yeah, tell me why we can't live in peace. If it's the same blue sky we're living under, we're living under. The same blue sky. Today's the perfect day to mend our ways and put all of the guns away. Black, white, Arab, Asian, woman, man, Muslim, Christian, communism, socialism, neo-fascism, age-old sexism. Where there's injustice, then there is strife. We're all just human after all. If it's the same blue sky we're living under, we're living under. The same blue sky. Today's the perfect day to mend our ways and put all of the guns away. Put all 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 the guns away.
Thank you. Thank you.